Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, Sanhedrin 52. And on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Mishnah which tells us how the execution, which we call Sereifa, took place. We've already discussed how the execution of stoning took place. Now we learn how the execution of Sreifa took place. Sreifa is burning, and we might have assumed that the execution would take place by the normally when we think of somebody who's executed via burning, we assume that the body is burnt and that that's how it happens. But the Mishnah tells us that it happened not by burning the body, but by burning the soul. And so says our Mishnah, Hayu Meshaken Oso, that they would take this person and weigh him down in manure and zevel until his knees, and that would prevent him from moving around. And then now there's a dispute in the Mishnah. According to the Tanakhama, the way he was burnt was that they would take a cloth and they would pull the cloth on his neck and thereby force him to open up his mouth, and then they would pour into his mouth a very hot wick. And a Gemara explains that this was a hot wick that was made from lead, and basically what it means is that they took liquid lead and poured it into his mouth, and as a result of this, his internal parts of his body would burn while the external parts would remain intact. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, they did this via a different method. The method that they used was not by forcing his neck to remain open via cloth, forcing his mouth to remain open, but what they took was tongs, and these tongs would be what would force his mouth to remain open, and then they would pour the hot lead down his throat. So the Gemara asks, what is the source for this statement, Manoah? How do we know that the way they killed this person was via the pouring of the lead down his throat? Maybe they did it in a different fashion. And so the Gemara says, no, we derive it either one of two ways. There's a dispute in the Gemara. One approach is that this happened, the source for this statement was from the community of Korach, the Adas Korach, where we know that the community of Korach, that it says that the Asher Hikrivu Asrufim, that the ones who brought the offering were the ones who were burnt. And just like over there, the Korach's followers, their bodies remained intact, but their souls were burnt. So too here also, with respect to the person who was burnt via Sreifa, his body should be remain intact, but the soul is what was burnt. An alternative approach is cited by Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that we don't compare him to the community of Korach, but we compare this person to the sons of Aaron who died in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6, and that is Nadav and Avihu. And Nadav and Avihu, the verse tells us that they brought an Eish Zara lefnei Hashem. They brought a foreign fire before God, and the fire went out, and it burnt them. And it states there that all of the house of Israel should mourn for the Sreifa Asher Saraf Hashem, for the burning that God burnt. And so says our Gemara, just like by the sons of Aaron, we know that the body remained intact, but the souls were burnt. So to here, the body should remain intact, but the soul shall be burnt. And the Gemara, since the Gemara has told us that Nadav and Avihu died via burning, since we mentioned the story of Nadav and Avihu, the Gemara moves ahead and tells us why exactly they died. According to the Argamar here, what happened was that Moses and Aaron were walking along the road. Nadav and Avihu were walking behind them, and behind Nadav and Avihu were all the children of Israel. And so Nadav and Avihu said to each other, Nadav said to Avihu, when are these two men going to die? And these two old men, Mataya Musu, Shnei Zekeinim Alalu, and you and I will take over. By the way, this is just Nadav saying it to Avihu. Why isn't Avihu responsible? So he must have been complicit. So God responded to them, let's see, Miko veris me. We'll see who's going to bury whom. And Rav Papa said, this is what people say, Nefishi gamale sabe, that there are many old camels, the ta'ini mashke duhugne, that carry the carcasses of the skins of the younger camels. Meaning to say that Moshe and Aaron are the ones who buried the ones who were younger than them. And therefore, Moshe and Aaron had to bury Nadav and Avihu, even though they were younger than them. And that's sometimes the way of the world, that the older people will survive the younger people. So there is an opinion about this that is brought down in the name of Rabbi Zion Ostriver, and he explains what was so bad about what Nadav and Avihu did. Don't think for a second that Nadav and Avihu wanted to take over the leadership of the Bnei Yisrael, and they wanted Moshe and Aaron to die. Chas v'shalom. We know that Nadav and Avihu were tzaddikim. So don't think that they were power hungry. The point was that they saw in their leadership, they saw weaknesses, and they saw that Moshe and Aaron were failing as they were growing older. And so they felt, oh, we could do this, we could do a better job than them, and we just have to wait for them to be finished, and then we'll step in and we'll do a better job. So even talking like that was inappropriate, and they should not have spoken like that, and that's why Hashem punished these great tzaddikim. Tosfos in Yoma 53 notes that there are many other reasons that are brought throughout our Talmud for why Nadav and Avihu died, and this is not the only reason. So Tosfos and others, they cite as many as 12 other reasons why Nadav and Avihu died. Reason, what Rebbe Lazar says in Yoma, that the reason why they died is because they taught a law. And Nadav and Avihu taught a law in front of Moshe, their Rebbe. And the Torah's Kohanim, to Parsha Shmini, it says that they died because they brought an unauthorized offering on the Mizbeach. And Vayikra Rabbah tells us that Bar Kappara said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar that they died because they entered into the Holy of Holies when they weren't allowed to. And others say that it was not the fire that they brought, but the carbon that they brought. Another approach was that because they didn't take counsel from each other properly. And Rabbi Mani Deshav and Rabbi Yeshua Desichnin say in the name of Rabbi Levi because they entered into the temple while they were drunk. Another approach is that they entered into the temple not wearing all of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, or all the garments of the regular Kohen. Another approach is that they didn't wash their hands first properly. And so we see that there are many different approaches as to explain the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu.